Tell us a little bit about Youth Build for those who aren't in the know.
So Youth Build is a program that offers an alternative to the traditional public school system for young folks age 16 to 24 who just didn't find much success in that setting. They really didn't take a liking to the traditional school model. They decided that an alternative would be best for them. And Youth Build provides that alternative for them. And that we help them with their HSE, their high school equivalency, the TAS tests, helping them with some accreditations as well, so that once they graduate the program, they also have a couple of certifications, which gives them the leg up in the workforce and the job market out there. And that certification is the NCCER, the National Construction Certification in Education. I forget what the R stands for, but yeah, that's what their certification is. And it helps them with like being certified, and it's a national accreditation, so they can move anywhere within the United States. And if they are employed with some place that takes NCCER, they would have that. It'll just be like walking in, as opposed to yes, I have to verify that you're capable of what it is that you know you say that you are. You have your certification, boom, you're ready to go.
Now, we've worked with Youth Build for a number of years here at the Sanctuary, and I always think of it as a Capital Region program, but it's actually nationwide, isn't it? How many of them are there? How big is this?
It started in the Bronx with, I forget the woman's name, but she started it. It was just like a radical like program, just like, all right, we're just going to take charge of our streets. Nobody wants to fix up these buildings. We're going to do it. And they started it up. Since then, in the 70s, it's now grown to be, like you say, across, this, across the United States. I don't know the numbers on the like full, but here in New York State, there's 20 Youth Build programs. So across New York City to Buffalo to like all up and down Hudson Valley and even right here in, at home in Troy, we have about 20 programs in Youth Build. So,
how did you get involved with Youth Build?
I saw that there was a opening for the construction skills instructor, and it was a very unique intersection of all my skills and interests in that my background is in the private sector, working with Turner Construction for 5.5 years as a construction management employee. I was working as a project super, a project manager, and it didn't really like fulfill me in the ways that I was looking to be fulfilled. So after leaving Turner for a year, taking some time off, just kind of regrouping, I found that there was a construction skills instructor position, and it was just a unique intersection of all the skills that I'd acquired in, you know, my time at Turner, as well as just like all my sensibilities and wanting to like be a fixture in the community and helping out and give back to communities that look like me. So, yeah, seeing that, it was like, of course, I've got to take advantage of this opportunity.
Now, it took me a little while to tumble onto this to realize that Alfonso Rodriguez might be related to Don Fons, the rapper. Is that you?
That is me. Yes, I am the rapper.
And how does that connect with what you're doing at Youth Builder? Not, you know, directly, obviously, but just in the whole life picture. How do you make these things work?
Yeah, it helps with framing who I am as an individual, a human being, and giving back to the community and seeing the folks who I want my music to affect, seeing the folks who I want my music to help empower, to help radicalize and revolutionize, you know, who they are as people and how they view themselves and can help, you know, others view themselves.
So the young people you work with at Youth Build are, for the most part, have dropped out of school and they've come upon hard times for one reason or another. What is the game plan for you when you start off with you have a new group every year? What do you do?
Well, we put them through a 3-week intensive called Mental Toughness, and it's just kind of who you are as a person. Let's see how you'd fit, what kind of group dynamics pop up, and then we start to see how they would interact with one another. At that point, we accept usually 20 folks, sometimes 20 to 25. But most times the cohort is about 20 folks. And then we'll start them out with the introduction ceremony in a 2 to 3 week probationary period, to which if they've passed all this up to that point, so like a month and a half, they'll be accepted into the program. And then we'll start programming from there with HSC academics and construction for the NCCER.
So just as hip-hop and construction seem like an odd mix, high school graduation and construction skills seemed like it could be difficult. Not everybody's into both. Do you find that to be the case?
Yes. There's varied interests with some of the young folks. Some of them want to get into nursing. Some of them want to be entrepreneurs. Some of them want to be rappers themselves. So there's that kind of unique intersection of, oh, yeah, here's our interest and all the things kind of being there. But there's also a Construction Plus, which exists. We don't have it here in our program, but it exists out in the United States. And we're looking at how do we implement a Construction Plus program here in Troy. But what that is essentially offering other kind of programs as well. Some of them starting off that we're looking at is the nursing business, as well as a photovoltaic, which is like solar panels and how to get those installed.
Okay, and what are the challenges you find working with these young people?
The number one challenge is breaking down the mental barriers. Here's how I've seen myself for so many years. Here's how I've been kind of put down. Here's how I've been let down. And really coming to the ring for some of those young folks and standing up for them and standing up to them, because they're kind of their number one enemy a lot of times, and just kind of reinforcing them, saying, hey, you can do this. This is doable. Like, look at so many folks before you and look at everything that you've done even up until this point. Like, you're making strides. Just like, keep it up. Keep up that fight. And yeah, that's that tough part, that making them believe in themselves when a lot of times they've been told and reinforced not to.
And what kind of success do you have with that? Do they believe you when you believe in them?
Not at first, but over time, a couple folks have started to come around, and you can see the spark start to develop in their eyes. I had one student earlier today tell me a success story about how she recently got an apartment. I was just like, yeah, this is amazing. Let's celebrate it, do something. And it's just like, oh, I still have some moving in to do and all the things. And it's just like, yeah, this is amazing. This is dope. I'm so happy for you. And just to hear her talk about herself in the way that she does now versus when she first started, I'm not even sure I'm going to be here, to being yes, I'm all about this positive energy. I'm trying to welcome as much of it into my life as possible. I'm here for this. To hear that, those two bookends, just amazing.
So this program takes a little bit less than a year to go through the whole thing?
Yes, about 9 months, which, interestingly enough, it's being reborn.
And what should people do if they're interested in this, or if they know somebody who might be? What's the way to get involved?
Number one way is to check out our website, ceoempowers.org. That's ceoempowers.org. And you can click on the Youth Build tab, and it'll take you through the application process, as well as some more information about the program itself.
Okay. And anything you want to add? What should people know about Youth Build that I didn't think to ask you?
People should know that Youth Build works, and that if there is one or there's a possibility for starting one in your community, support it and help those young folks who need that extra push, because these are great young people who have so much potential that just need to be molded a little bit differently than we've been traditionally doing.
Now, I alluded to your hip-hop background at the beginning of this interview, and I've been meaning to ask you, do the young people you work with know this about you?
They do. They do, yes. Yeah, we've had a couple rap battles, actually. Yeah.
And do you think that helps your credibility with them? That
it does when I win. It does when I win. Other times it's kind of like, oh, yep, there you are.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming out.
Thank you for having me.